neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He arranged a celebration. Actually, it's very interesting that we have a quote for the Simcha that took place today. In Parashat Yitro, we see, it says that Yitro brought there, we see, it says, Vayichat Yitro. So Vayichat, what is Vayichat means?
It was empty or it was chidudim.
Very nice.
Shat.
Right, there were a few explanation. Vayichat, it could mean chedwa. Chedwa means joy, happy. And also, chad means sharp. So there are three actually explanation when it says Vayichat Yitro. One is that he was very happy about Am Yisrael, that they were saved from Mitzrayim. They came out of Egypt. The other message here is that Gemara explains a convert after even 10 generation, if he hears that something happened to his background, the nation that he came from, he becomes very disturbed. So here, Gemara says that his flesh, his body became cut because when he heard that he was 10 generations from Cham. So Misrim from Cham. The third reason is that he used a sharp object on his body. On that day he did Brit Milah, so become Yehudi. So that's one of the conditions. So now, so that Brit, it's a big, big mitzvah. So here when he says he brought Ola Uzvachim, actually it was a celebration of his brit. So that's why he celebrated. And that's why we see here that everybody joined him in the celebration of becoming Yehudi by going through the process. So now here,
when they have the food with the Aaron and the...
Yes, exactly, yes. Right, right. The celebration of, yeah, when he went through the process. So now there's a missing person here because it says that he celebrated with the elders, the Zeranim and Aharon. But Moshe is not here.
Moshe was the servant.
Moshe was serving them. Yeah, so here we see that how important it is you give respect to your father-in-law.
Somebody
becomes
Jewish.
You don't know how you... No. It's not for... Just, you have to have respect for your father-in-law. So that's why here he is standing by the table and is serving them.
He's like respect his father? His son-level?
Yes. So as we learn, it says, Kaber et abicha ve'imecha. What is the et doing here? You see, Kaber abicha ve'imecha. So et is teaching us from aleph to tav. It's not only father and mother, the elder, brother, sister, in-laws, that's what the et presents. So now here they ask, when did Moshe come back? The day here actually, when they're sitting and having meal, is Yom HaKippurim actually, Yom Kippur. So how could they eat in Yom HaKippurim? You understand?
Yeah, it's
before the fast.
You say?
Before the fast.
No, it's a Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, they're sitting and celebrating the occasion with Yitro. No, they're eating. Here it says, Lechol Lechem Im Chotem Moshe. They're eating.
I was bringing to Yom Kippur?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
At that time, Yom Kippurim was the holiday, but later on, it came to the Torah that, okay, then you suffer your...
Why holiday?
Was not a tanit.
Why? Yom Kippur is always a tanit.
Because they were under the cloud, they were pure, so they didn't have to celebrate the day.
No, here we see they have all these All these problems, they have problems. That's why Moshe has to see to judge him. That's why Yitro says you have to make a division. What pure? You know, they are constantly arguing. They are fighting. But they're eating Yom HaKippurim. How could they eat Yom HaKippurim? What? Yom HaKippurim, you have to fast. What difference does it make you? How would you know you're pure or not pure? So now the answer here is, Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, when he came back, because here there's a discussion when Yitro came back, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. So according to the idea that he came back after Matan Torah, so now here Moshe ben Aaron Shalom just came back. So now he knows what the halacha is. Yom HaKippurim. But because Yitro came, he didn't tell him nothing. He didn't know. He didn't inform him. So, because he respected Yitro, because if you tell him, oh, Yom HaKippurim, and you cannot eat, you cannot celebrate, you cannot bring a sacrifice, you know, Yitro would become very delchor, right? So, he didn't say nothing.
So, he let him make a scene?
No, because the halakha was not told yet. Moshe knew the halakha.
Yes.
But he didn't tell him. So now that's why they were permitted to eat.
But they didn't know they could have celebrated.
Yeah, because they were not informed.
Moshe Gavachar?
No, that's why here we see.
I don't know this.
That's why you see, actually, when he was serving them, there was two reasons. One, to respect his father-in-law. And the other reason was because he knows Yom HaKippurim, he cannot eat.
Huh?
No, you didn't tell nobody yet.
He didn't know
either. No.
Only Moshe Rabbeinu knew.
Yeah. So if you would tell Aharon, it was not the permitted to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.